Warning, no strippers were harmed during the making of this episode, although one guy really did try. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini-episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man-type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your parts of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And our email this week comes from our listener, Bill. And Bill writes, "Hey guys, love the show. Here's a story about the former principal of the school my sons used to go to. We're in Louisiana, but the story happened in Washington, D.C. Keep up the good work, Bill." So his kid used to go to this school. Nice.
"Catholic school principal resigns after arrest at strip club while on school field trip."
So he was the...
This has got disaster written all over it.
So he was the principal of a Catholic school?
The principal of a Catholic school.
Was he measuring the girl's skirts on stage?
All right.
That doesn't come to 2 inches above the knee.
All right, let's see. Oh, right off the bat, really. Michael.
You're the one from
IOS. I know what AUX is, but EAU.
I would think Como.
Como. All right, let's go with that. Fuck, now Michael's got me thinking. He's in my head now. All right, here we go. Michael Como, the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana, and an educator who previously received the prestigious $25,000 Milken Award, has resigned after his arrest early Friday at a Washington, D.C. strip club while chaperoning a school field trip to the nation's capital.
So was he taking that $25,000 and making it rain on the strippers?
Woo! Dan Bourne, a spokesman for the Diocese of Baton Rouge, said in a statement that the incident occurred while Como was with students on a school-sponsored trip.
Did he take them to the strip club? Because that would be a great field trip.
Yeah. "Those students were in their hotel rooms under the supervision of other chaperones when Como was arrested."
Oh, shit.
"Como submitted his resignation as principal via text message."
didn't even wait to show up in person.
I quit.
You got me.
According to the arrest report, officers were dispatched about 2:20 a.m. Friday to Archibald's Gentleman's Club on a complaint about a, quote, intoxicating man refusing to pay his bill.
Uh-oh.
Unquote. The report says Como, who's age 47, was found standing in a roadway refusing to move. He was asked to move multiple times, but he refused.
So they really don't care about you being too drunk at the strip club. They'll just throw you out. But if you refuse to pay your bill, that's when they call the cops.
Como was arrested on counts of public intoxication and possession of an open container of alcohol.
So he took the drink that he didn't even pay for outside.
WAFB cited sources saying Como had a service dog with him at the strip club. Good God. An emotional support dog in the strip club, which is in downtown D.C., more than a quarter mile walk from the White House.
Neither
the arrest report nor Bourne's statement mentioned a service dog with Como at the time of his arrest.
Now I want to know what kind of dog it was.
Como also resigned from his role as a reserve officer at the Brusley Police Department Friday morning, according to Chief Jonathan Lafoe. Lafoe said Como had served for the past 6 months on the force. He previously worked at Greenbrier Elementary, but resigned in 2006 after he was accused of not reporting concession sales and mishandling $120,000 in Hurricane Katrina recovery donations intended for instructional purposes, but that an audit said mostly went for other uses.
Damn, this guy just does not know how to handle money, whether it's $1 bills or $120,000.
Jesus.
Damn. Yeah, something tells me he's not going to get another job in
probably education. not in public or private education.
Yeah, no.
We call those red flags on resumes.
Job stoppers.
Yeah.
Now, those are like tattoos on the face. You show up for an interview with one of those.
Just keep walking, brother.
Yeah. You keep walking. Yeah, you're probably, maybe try the gas station around the corner.
Well, that's our listener story quickie for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed on the catwalk at Archibald's Gentleman's Club.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.